Let's get over to Emily McCormick, because Workday is out with its quarterly results. And Emily, what do you have?
Well, Shauna, we're seeing shares of Workday moving higher in late trading after the company topped second quarter results and raised its full year guidance. So this is yet another sign that the persistence of working from home is helping fuel software companies' continued growth. Now, for Workday, we saw second quarter revenue growing 19% compared to last year to reach $1.26 billion. That was a hair above the $1.24 billion that had been expected. And subscription revenue, which comprises the bulk of the business, rose 20% to $1.1 billion, which was in line with expectations. Then taking a look at the bottom line, we had adjusted earnings per share coming in at $1.23, much better than the 77 cents anticipated. And Workday also raised its full year guidance and said that it now sees subscription revenue growing to as much as $4.51 billion for an increase of 19% over last year. Now, do you want to highlight just one key quote here from Chano Fernandez, the co-CEO of Workday, saying in this afternoon's earnings report, quote, our business continues to accelerate, fueled by growing demand from large enterprise customers for our industry-leading HR, finance, and planning solutions to drive transformation at scale. Looking to the future, we are well-positioned for the second half of the year and will continue to invest in our go-to-market strategy and our people who are foundational to our success, end quote. So again, a beat and a raise here for Workday, and those shares are moving to the upside in late trading. Guys.
Emily, thank you.